Hello, this is Tina Gaines, and this is the Purple Possibility Studio for July 2013. And you're listening to a special visualization. We're going to go back to your door of purple possibility. This is a place that you have already been to twice. Now we're going back a third time. And this time, however, we want to really connect with your path of purple possibility. We're really going to be in the energy of the path. This month in the Purple Possibility Studio, our focus is mapping out the Purple Possibility path. So this is a month where we're really going to get practical. We're going to really look at the path as a whole, and then we're going to start breaking it down into steps, getting very, very clear on what is the path toward your vision. What are the intentions that you've set for yourself during your time here in the studio? So I want you in this moment, before we begin the visualization, I want you to really think about the work you've done over the past 4 months in the studio. We've been immersed in the beingness of our work together. And now it's time to begin the doing. It's time to be a little more practical and start mapping out the steps to get to where you're going. We're really going to do a lot of mapping this month. So I want you to think in this moment, how clear are you on your own intentions? Have you set your purple possibility intentions? What is it that you are striving toward? We've spent 4 months doing some beautiful, deep work, really getting clear on what your gifts are, what your story is, what your lessons are, what you've learned so far. And now here we are at this crossroad, and it's time for us to really begin to think about, you know, where are we in this moment, and what have I learned behind me, and what will I be taking forward? So I'm going to invite you to close your eyes and take in a deep breath all the way into your body. And exhaling slowly. And I'd like you to continue breathing deeply into your body all the way into your lungs as far as you can. And then exhaling slowly, allowing anything that feels like it might be blocking you, just allow that to leave your body with the exhale. If you're feeling any anxiety or frustration or stress or overwhelm, I invite you to release that on the exhale. And as you continue deep breathing, bringing the breath all the way into your body, exhaling slowly, just allow it to feel cleansing. Just imagine a big, beautiful purple vacuum cleaner coming into your body, swirling all around, clearing out the dirt, the crumbs, the cobwebs, and allow all of that to go out with the exhale. And as you're bringing the breath in, I want you to really connect with your inner goddess, that beautiful voice within you. And really ask your inner goddess, you know, how clear am I with my own intentions? What are my purple possibilities? You know, where am I going with my own work? What is it that I desire? Make a connection with your own purple possibility intentions. And then ask your inner goddess, have I fully claimed my authentic voice? Have I allowed you to speak in the way that I know you want to speak? Have you given your inner goddess permission to show up fully and completely? And have you fully connected to your bigger vision, both personally and professionally? Just allow yourself to connect with your inner goddess and ask her these questions. And then ask her to gently guide you toward the steps that you need to see in this moment. What are the steps that you need to take in order to move forward on your own path of purple possibility? Ask for her guidance. Allow her to support you in this moment. This month, July 2013, our focus in the Purple Possibility Studio is mapping out the Purple Possibility path. It's now time to really step into the practical pieces of creating your own path and getting clear on where it's going. So I'm going to invite your inner goddess to really just consume your entire being in this moment. Allow her to just fully take over your body. Allow that inner voice to really come forth. I want you to just imagine that you're wearing a shirt or a sweater or sweatshirt, and you're taking it off and turning it inside out and putting it back on. Because in this moment, as we return to the door of purple possibility, it's important that what's been living on the inside of us is showing up on the outside. It's called congruency. Are you showing up in the world in the way that you're speaking internally? All the thoughts and the dreams and the wishes that you've had, whether they've been recent or over the past year or maybe for a really long time, it's time to bring those forward. It's time to bring those out. It's time to wear them on the outside of your being. I want you to take a deep breath all the way into your body, exhaling slowly. And I want you to just imagine in this moment yourself as a blue moon. You might have worked with me in other programs where we've gone through the moon phases and we've talked a lot about the blue moon. And that's that unique voice inside of you that's like no one else in the entire world. Your blue moon, that's who you are, your authentic being, your inner goddess. It's time for her to really show up in the world. It's time for your blue moon to shine. So take a deep breath in. Exhale slowly. And I want you to just gently imagine yourself lifting up off the ground, all the way up in the sky, floating along with the stars and the planets and the moon, circling around the sun. Imagine yourself in this big, 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 beautiful vision. This beautiful vision of where your inner goddess shines as brightly as the sun, as brightly as a full moon, as unique as the blue moon. Just imagine yourself shining that brightly. And I want you to just feel yourself swirling around in the night sky. And then moving around the sun, moving around the moon, dancing with the stars. And as you're moving through the sky, you notice that it's black, it's the night, it's the sky, it's beautiful, it's all dark, and there are all these little glimmers of light, all these glimmers of possibility, all these sparkles in the sky. And I want you to just gently allow yourself to come back down to the earth. And as you're coming back down to the earth, you're noticing that dawn is beginning to break on the earth. You're noticing light beginning to come up over the horizon. And I want you to just feel yourself coming closer into the earth. And imagine yourself landing in a field of lavender. It's a beautiful lavender field. I've posted a gorgeous image in the Purple Possibility Studio of this field. And I want you to just really be with that image as you contemplate your own purple possibilities. But in this moment, I want you to just imagine you've landed in a field of purple possibility. Just gently allow yourself to land on the earth in this field surrounded by purple, surrounded by lavender. And as you land safely and gently, just want you to look around at all of these purple possibilities. There's so many of them. All of these lavender blooms, there's so many of them, and they all represent the potential that you have when you're really living through the voice of your inner goddess, the voice of your inner being, the voice of your inner knowingness, the voice of your intuition. When you're living up to everything you know you can be, you're surrounded by purple possibilities. And as you're in this field of lavender, I want you to just gently look up over the horizon. Just look to where you see the sun coming up. You see the sun peeking up over a tree. And you're noticing in the distance the horizon. And whenever a new dawn is rising, it's always an opportunity for new beginnings. And you can feel it in this moment. I'd like to invite you to just gently lift yourself up on your feet in the field of lavender and begin moving toward this horizon. And as you get closer and closer to the horizon, I want you to see a purple door. There it is. It's just risen. As you have moved toward the horizon, getting closer and closer to your own new dawn, the door has just risen. It's a beautiful purple door. Just notice what it looks like in this field of lavender. How does this door fit in this beautiful field of lavender? Just notice what it looks like. Notice any contrasts. Notice how it might blend in or not. And allow yourself to move toward the door, reaching out to open the door. And notice what you're holding on to. Is it a doorknob? Is it a latch? Do you need to open it? Is it already open? Do you need to push it open or pull it open? Just pay attention to whatever wants to show up for you. Don't judge it. Just receive it. And just open the door. Allow it to open. And as it opens, I want to invite you to step through it. There's the beautiful horizon beyond the door. You can see it way in the distance. But notice in this moment, as you're standing there at the door, notice that a path is emerging. Notice that a path is coming more into view in this moment. It's a path that leads you from the door to the horizon. What does the path look like? How is it taking shape? I want you to feel your feet moving forward on this path. Allow yourself to walk a few steps forward. What does the path feel like under your feet? What are you noticing about the path? What are you noticing just a few steps ahead of you? What are you noticing several steps ahead of you? Allow yourself now to look out beyond where you are in this moment. What does the path look like beyond, headed toward the horizon? What does the path look like? What do you notice about the path in its entirety? Is there anybody on the path? Or is it just you? Is there anything to either side of the path or above the path? So just take it all in. And now, if you're in movement, I'd invite you to just pause for a moment. Just take in the path in its entirety. And I want you to ask your inner goddess to give you your first step. What is your first step? What action do you need to take in this moment to know that you are going forward toward your horizon? What is the first step in this moment that you need to take? Allow your inner goddess to give you the wisdom that you're needing in this moment. If you're unclear about the bigger vision of where you're headed, ask your inner goddess what she can reveal to you in this moment about where you are headed. What does she want to say to you in this moment? And what does she want to say to you with regard to mapping out your path of purple possibility? What wisdom does she want to share with you right now as it relates to mapping out your path of purple possibility? What does your inner goddess say to you when you ask her, what do I need to take forward with me, and what do I need to leave behind? Ask her, what do I need right now in my purple basket of purple possibility? What do I need to be putting into my basket to take with me? Allow her to just reveal the contents of your basket. And then ask her what you need to leave behind as you move forward on the path of purple possibility. What is she telling you in this moment to leave behind that it is no longer needed in going forward? Allow her to just speak her words of wisdom. Hear what she has to say. Just receive it. Don't judge it. Now I want you to take a deep breath in. Exhale slowly. I want you to take a look in your mind's eye at your purple basket. It's filled with many gifts. Take a look at it in this moment to see the contents that your inner goddess has shared with you. Just take a look at your basket of purple possibility and just see the contents. Look at all the things that she's told you that are necessary in going forward, that will help you in going forward. And then take notice of everything that you're going to leave behind. And make sure that whatever your inner goddess has guided you to leave behind, make sure that's out of your basket. You can put it on the ground. You can put it to the side of your path. Or anywhere around you, just make sure those things are left behind. Don't worry about them. They'll be well taken care of, but they're no longer necessary for you in going forward. Now take one more deep breath in. Exhale slowly. And I want you to gently allow yourself to move back toward the door, taking your purple basket with you. And as you move back into the threshold of the door, I just want you to take a quick look back at the path of purple possibility, just taking in, again, what it looks like. What are you noticing about? Just take it all in. And then gently allow yourself to move out of the threshold. Gently close the door. And move gently back into the field of lavender with your purple basket. And as you're moving, I want you to just take another deep breath in. Exhale slowly. And then I want you to just take a moment to pause. Just take in all the beauty of this field of lavender. And now just gently allow yourself to be lifted up into the air with your purple basket. Allow yourself to just be gently guided back to where you are in this present moment, wherever it was you began. Allow yourself to come back safely and gently. Take one more deep breath in. Exhale slowly. Gently open your eyes. And now I invite you to join me in the Purple Possibility Studio. I invite you to go into the file cabinet and pull up the images file, the tab that's located under the file cabinet. Pull up the image for the lavender field, and I want you to take a look at it. And in your journal, just gently, you know, just with great care, jot down anything that came to you. Jot down all the contents of your basket. Jot down anything you saw, felt, or heard as you witnessed your own path of purple possibility. Just gently jot down anything that came to you in this visualization so that you don't forget it. And then I invite you to just be with all of this information. And then join me in the Purple Possibility Studio under the discussion thread for this month, July 2013, mapping out your Purple Possibility path. There's a discussion thread for returning to the door of Purple Possibility. Join me there, and I would love to hear what came to you during this visualization. What were the contents of your basket? What did you leave behind? What did you notice about your path of purple possibility? What do you know in this moment to be true about where you're headed? What are your next steps? What were you guided to take as the very next step? I invite you to share that with me in the Purple Possibility Studio. And I look forward to dialoguing with you there as we map out your path of purple possibility. This is Tina Gaines. You've been listening to the special visualization for July 2013, returning to the purple door of possibility. I look forward to connecting with you in the studio. I'll see you there.